And we're talking with Lulu Hughes from Montreal, and she'll be headlining the Playing With Fire concert on Thursday. Lulu, we have the CD here. It's you with the Montreal All City Big Band. It was released just a few years ago. Tell us about how this project came about.
This project came along, actually, my trumpet player, which was in my other band. I had two French CDs that came out. One was in 2001, the other one in 2006. He was playing with me, and he was teaching in school for a bunch of kids, basically some big band classes and stuff like that. And he asked me a couple of times, would you please come in for the big band concert end of the year? We would really love to have you, and it would be nice. People would come and buy tickets if you're around and all that. So I went, and I, much to my surprise, they were amazing, really, really, really good. So then I started thinking, okay, I should get these guys to play at the Montreal Jazz Fest for sure, because I'm sure people would love that, which we did in 2007. And then from that moment on, I thought we have to do a record. We have to do a CD. And my idea was really to collect some songs that I really, really like, songs from my childhood, basically, and put them into big band versions. So all the kids playing on that CD are... The youngest is 16, and the oldest, I think, was 22 when we did that. And they all plunged into the project, and I think they sound really amazing.
Yes, they do.
I really like the CD. Yeah, because they're a bunch of kids, and I really love kids, so it was a very important project for me.
Yeah, your musical influences run the gamut from rock and soul, R&B and blues. You have a cover here on this disc of Respect, which was originally done by Otis Redding and written by him. And, of course, the most famous version is by Aretha Franklin. A lot of singers might be a little intimidated in trying to cover that tune, but it's on this disc. And how did you – tell us about the song selection process.
Well, like I said before, I really chose songs that I always do that. Whenever I'm doing a concert, I only do stuff that I really want to sing, because I think it will show, people will realize that I'm not really into the song. So this project was no exception for that. And I grew up, both of my parents were musicians. My dad had a band. My mom was a backup singer, and he was a huge fan of Aretha, Janis Joplin, Led Zeppelin. So I really kind of felt that when I was a kid. And I've thing that all through my career, I've never really stopped. Even with my solo project, I would always like hear a Respect in there somewhere in the concert, and it's always been Aretha Franklin is one of the best, really. She's not named the Queen of Soul for nothing, but I always thought, I mean, if she can do it, I can do it. I can do it too. And you know, I'm not Aretha Franklin, I'm Lulu Hughes, but I can sing songs like that because I love them and I truly believe in the words and the lyrics. So from that moment on, I'm not intimidated by it. I think I have the right to do any song I want to sing. I mean, I make it mine, basically. This is how I see it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Aretha started singing in the church, and I believe you were in a gospel choir as well?
Yeah. I was the only white girl in a gospel choir here in Montreal. Yeah, that's how I started out as well, yeah.
You also spent some time involved in musical theater. Tell us about the role you played in Starmania, inspired by David Bowie.
It's the story is about this waitress. She's in love with a Ziggy. He's gay, so it's an impossible love, and it all happens after some kind of a nuclear attack, so everything is underground, and she's basically in love with this guy, and this guy wants to be a rock star. So this is the story. So it was the lead role, of course, and in France and in Canada, French-Canadian part of Canada, it's very, very famous. It's a huge thing here. So I did this for 3 years in Paris. But I studied theater. That was my main study in school, dance and theater. So it's kind of pretty natural for me to do stuff like that. Music is also very natural because I come from a very musical family. But I was much more into acting when I was a kid, and I started singing pretty late. At my first band, I think I was 22. Before that, I was only into acting and dancing. So it with only natural, and I still do it. I still once in a while get parts and musical stuff here, and I accept it because I love to do that. Anything that I'm on the stage, I'm fine with, honestly.
You mentioned before Led Zeppelin being an influence, and A Whole Lot of Love, a cover of that tune, is on this disc as well with the Montreal All-City Big Band. And it is a different cover version, and we're going to play it on the show today. And so tell us about that tune.
Well, I think it's the best song in the whole world, honestly. My ringtone on my cell is A Whole Lot of Love. It gives you an idea. I just love it. My dad would play it very loud when I was a kid. It's the same as Respect. It's really one of my best songs. I listen to it often. I still listen to my Led Zeppelin CDs because I think they were the best rock band ever. And it was natural that I had to do that. And the challenge of putting it with an orchestra was a big one. And I really had to sit down for a couple of days and think this over because it was not an easy process, but I just had to do it. And I like the result. I don't know what you think about it, but I really like the result. And we've played it a couple of times live, and the people really seem to like it. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Well, I like it, and we're going to be playing it today on the program. Also, the performance Thursday, can you give us a preview of what we might hear on Thursday night without giving away too many secrets?
Well, since we talked about Respect and A Whole Lot of Love, you will hear them. We've talked about it, so yeah, of course I will play them. But I've decided in this new project, we all know each other for a long, long time. All the guys in this band, we've been friends for 20 years, and we've been into many projects together, and we've just decided to start a new project, starting writing new songs. But first, we decided to just put up a band, play the songs we like, and then start to write some new songs out of those concerts, out of those out of the touring that we'll be doing. And this is how this project came along. So we're only playing stuff that everybody is really into it in the band. So we're visiting, stuff from the past, funk, R&B, rock, a little bit of Pink Floyd here and there, and stuff like that. Really, everybody chose some songs in the band, and the bass player wanted to play a certain song, the guitar player wanted something else. So this is how we chose the songs in this new project. And it's the main reason was to have fun, just pure sheer fun, just like when we were 16 and we wanted to be rock stars. So you will get a show like that.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to your performance Thursday at the Playing with Fire concert, and we'll be there, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, and I'm really happy to finally get to go to this festival. It's been a while that we've been trying to book it, and the timing was never good, but finally all the stars aligned this year, and we're there, and we're very happy to be there.
All right, Lulu, we look forward to the performance. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.